I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Hobbs police are asking the public's help in locating Shanelle Haynes Nelly. Now, no age available, but she appears to be in her early teens. Nelly is about 5'9 and weighs about 160 pounds with curly hair. She was last seen wearing pink pajama bottoms, a blue top shirt, and a black backpack. According to a post on the Hobbs Police Facebook page, Nelly was seen near the Hobbs Inn at 722 North Marlin around 4 a.m. on Friday, and she was on foot. The last known location of Nelly via a snapshot was in Lovington about 8 a.m. on Friday. Nelly also has ties to Hobbs, possibly Lovington, Tatum, and also in Plains, Texas. Anyone with information on this case are asked to call Hobbs Police. 19-year-old Daniel Flores of Roswell was arrested on Saturday in Glendale, Arizona by a U.S. Marshal Service task force in connection of a shooting death involving a 15-year-old on July the 24th in Roswell, that according to Roswell police. There had been a warrant out for his arrest on first-degree murder charges out of Roswell. During the incident, two other teenage boys had been shot at and injured but did not suffer life-threatening injuries. The incident occurred in the 1400 block of East Tilden Street. Flores will be extradited back to Roswell. The 77th annual Eddy County Fair in Artesia wrapped up on Saturday. Madeline Clark, who was the 2022 Eddy County Fair Queen, said she was proud in representing Eddy County.
It's honestly so awesome that I just get to be here with all the kids. You know, this is my last year as an exhibitor myself, and so it's just awesome to be representing such an awesome fair that's also competitive.
The Lee County Fair and Rodeo in Lovington is underway. Livestock shows begin on Tuesday with the Market Swine Show at 8 a.m. and the Dairy Heifer Show at 6 p.m. Also on Tuesday, it's the PRCA Extreme Bull Riding, which begins at 7:30 at the Jake McClure Arena. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.